USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I've been going through this now for over 3 years.
President Trump speaking in the East Room of the White House for an hour about his total acquittal in the Senate. The president thanking his family members, his Republican colleagues, and Americans who support him across the country. He takes aim at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Manager Adam Schiff.
These people are vicious.
Now, earlier in the day, the president going after Pelosi at the National Prayer Breakfast. She was at the event at her weekly news conference with her finger in the air, Pelosi firing back, saying, "You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar." And she also defends ripping up her copy of the president's State of the Union speech, saying, "It was necessary to get the attention of the American people to say this is not true and this is how it affects you." For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After the Iowa debacle, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday and then on to South Carolina. Mayor Pete winning Iowa, Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up. And there's a lot of new polling data out, too, on the next contest in New Hampshire, showing voters feeling the burn, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Similar to the findings of a Gallup poll released on Wednesday, a Monmouth University poll released on Thursday morning shows Bernie Sanders leading the pack in New Hampshire. With 24% support, Pete Buttigieg is second with 20%. Former VP Joe Biden's poll numbers in that state continue to fall. In this poll, he's third at 17%. Elizabeth Warren, fourth at 13%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An update now on where we stand with the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wok.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was applause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
So where are we in terms of a vaccine for the coronavirus? USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Just how close are we to a vaccine that will help treat people with coronavirus? Amish Alishash joins Fox News and says,
we are getting closer to what we would call a proof of concept, so a vaccine that can move quickly into clinical trials. But you have to remember that it's not just about making a candidate vaccine. It's also about scaling up production, doing safety and efficacy trials. So while we may see this going into humans in trials in the next couple of months, it's probably not going to be ready at a commercial scale for at least over a year. This is a long process.
Alishash specializes in infectious diseases. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.